The Tab Highway has an interesting horse called Pont Main lining up for Wagga Wagga trainer Tim Donnelly. Morning to you, Tim.
Good morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
G'day, Tim.
Tim, it's an interesting... Tell our listeners and viewers about the story of Pont Main.
He was bought in France as either a foal or a yearling by the owner. He went to New Zealand and started off there and then came to Australia. He actually spent some time at Randwick, and one of the owners has a trainer's license, and he had him in work, and start of December he actually sent him to me. He had about 6 weeks work, and then I got him.
Okay, obviously he's had some immaturity or issues, being a five-year-old having his first start.
Yeah, he's had a couple of fractures, Ron, so that set him back, yeah.
Did he surprise you at Wagga at his debut? I see he was double figure odds.
Well, it's probably double figures. He, when you've had a 5 year old first start in a mile and run last at your only trial, probably that wouldn't fit into the big syndicate's algorithms. You fit it into mine.
Okay, so you knew he had ability.
I didn't think he'd get beaten, Ron.
Okay.
And what about today, then? Can I jump in? What's your feeling today?
Look, I think he's up to him. Funnily enough, I trialled him on the 11th of December. And on the 15th of December, I got invited to one of my best mates' surprise birthday party. And I replied straight away and I said, I'll be in Sydney on that day. So, I think he's up to it. Look, it's always hard to jump from a maiden to a class one, let alone a class three. But I think a staying horse can do it. And also, around this time of year, most of the better country horses are actually aiming at the championships. So even if you had a miler, it might sort of switch back to the 1400. Whereas, this bloke, I looked at this race and I just thought, Randwick just sitting down the ground.
So how far do you think he'll go as far as distance is concerned in the future?
Look, he's so relaxed that I would think he'd get 2400. I looked up the stallion's record in France. He's a very good stallion in France. And the pet distance is actually 1,800. They win 1,600 to 1,800. But an 1,800-metre horse in France would win a long distance here. But he's a really relaxed horse, this guy, so I've got no doubt he will.
And you got a nice draw there. There's a couple of go-forward horses there. Do you think he's got the gait speed disorder box seat here?
Yeah, look, I wouldn't mind if he was a little bit further back if they went along. He was probably a little bit closer than what I thought at Wagga, and they didn't go as far. And that day too, you didn't see the two horse there. I told Matty I thought he was a good thing and sort of rode him like a good thing. And just started allowing him at 7 a.m. and he thought, well, I'm not going to put up with that. And then he got going early on him, and he sort of exposed him a bit early and probably got a little bit tired. But he's got a really good turn of foot, so I wouldn't mind if he was further back, but he does jump well. So, I think he's 5th or 6th, I would think.
And obviously he's pleased you since that debut, to bring him here, obviously.
Yeah, look, he's done well. I was actually pretty easy on him probably the last couple of weeks leading into Wagga. We had a shocking run with heat. And so I really didn't gallop him as hard probably as what I normally would. I knew it'd be better than him and he just wins. So it wasn't a real concern. But since then, the weather's been a lot better. And been able to give him a bit better preparation. I've only really given him one gallop since. So he's a very athletic sort of a horse. So he doesn't need a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, we look forward to seeing him here today and hopefully he can win again.
Yep. No, that would be great.
Good on you, Tim. And we're looking at Albury this time next week for a country championship qualifier. Have you got anything in the stable for a qualifier next week?
No, I haven't. No. I've got a horse actually owned by the same connection. He's running in the 1,000 maiden and he's run 3 seconds in a row. So he's overdue for a win.
All right. Well, mate, we'll see you here today. Good luck with Pont Main.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Donnelly joining us there. And look, he is a trainer. He doesn't have large numbers, but certainly when he brings one to town, you take note.
He's a good trainer.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of horses with him over the years.
Oh, have you?
When he was training at Randwick, and we had a lot of success. And he used to prepare ready-to-run horses for me, and very close association with Tim.
Okay. Now, well, we're looking forward to seeing him because, your thoughts on that run then, that Wagga run, just listening to Tim then?
Yeah, I just thought... The only thing that put me off was the big price.
Yeah.
But just I never tip horses at maiden to highway.
Yeah.
And I just, this horse has got something about him. This is different.
Yeah.
This is 1800. He's won a mile at his first start. So he does have X factor. And when they went up $12, I thought, yeah, I think I'll tip you. But he's gradually continued to firm since then, obviously. He's found his mark now.